Hey there, beautiful. I know that you're a mum with big dreams for your business in 2020. I also know you're amazing at what you do. I know you feel called to do this, to serve, to help people, and to change some lives along the way, including your own. And when school holidays finished at the beginning of this year and you went back to work, you felt such a high energy of hope and excitement for a year ahead that would be so much bigger and better than 2019. But here you are, March 2020, and I know you're starting to feel a little bit of that excitement die down. The end of the month, you look at your income, and it's not an accurate reflection of the time, energy, effort, and passion you put into your business. Let's be honest with each other right now. This isn't really where you want to be, is it? You want so much more for yourself, so much more for your family. What you crave is to serve and succeed, to have an impact and make an income. And frankly, it's what you deserve and you're well overdue for the soulful success you crave. So how do I know this? Well, because 12 months ago at the beginning of 2019, I was where you are right now. I had a dream, a big dream. I started the beginning of 2019 with a dream to create a six-figure year in my first 12 months. And alongside that dream, I had some questions that just kept popping up. Can I really do this? And can I do it the way I want? How am I going to do this? Am I going to need to get systems and structures and processes in place first? Should I do a full competitor analysis? Oh God, I'm not as good as her. Shit. All the questions, all the mind drama, it all came up for me. But I had a fire inside of me. When I looked 5 years into the future, I knew I would be helping thousands of women, making a fuck ton of money, with my husband home more and the freedom to live life on our terms. So I got to work, and not the work you might think. I went to work on myself, and I cleared up all the BS mind drama that I knew was in my way. I eradicated any doubt around my success and locked onto the belief that my success was inevitable. I stopped living in fear of failure and started loving the journey of creating this business. I ditched the doubt and leaned into fully feeling the faith in myself and my dreams. I aligned with my core values to create something that was unique to me, and I curbed the comparisonitis and stepped into my power to be authentically and unapologetically me. And the result? $120,000 in less than 12 months. I did it. And now it's your turn. If you have a goal to create a business that is a magnet for clients, cash, and confidence in a way that feels like a full body yes, then I want to invite you to apply for the Soulful Success Mastermind. It's an intimate 5-month experience for mums in business who want to activate their inner magnetism and create a 6-figure plus business in a totally authentic and unapologetic way. Because let's be honest, the world needs what you have to offer and you are the perfect person to do it. So applications are now open at themanifestingmums.com/soulful, SOULFUL. I can't wait to chat with you more.
Welcome to the Manifesting Mum podcast. I'm Gemma Bernad, the Manifesting Mum. Listen up, gorgeous soul. Manifesting is an inside job. If you want to transform your life, you must transform yourself first. Why? Because you don't manifest what you think, you manifest what you believe. And I'm here to help you change your beliefs so you can create anything you want. In these episodes, we're going to dive deep into all things manifesting and mindset with a dash of woo-woo. So if you're the type of mum that's sick of feeling unfulfilled, tired of being overwhelmed and is totally ready to wake up every day loving life, then it's your time to learn how to make it all happen with courage. courage, confidence, and most importantly, with love. This is going to be life-changing, so let's do this.
Hello there, beautiful manifesting mums, and welcome to another episode of the Manifesting Mum Podcast. You're here with me, Gemma Bernad, the host of the Manifesting Mum Podcast, and I am excited to come to you from my stepdaughter's walk-in wardrobe where I'm hiding from my children as we speak. So I'm recording this right in the middle of everything that is going on, and my kids, my younger kids anyway, are all home with me at the moment. They are all having some iPad time while mummy has literally snuck away to get this recording out and done for you today. So the things that we have to do, right? So who knows how this is going to go? I've hit record, right? They have a very good knack of hunting me down and finding me. I don't know about you, but I am like behind two closed doors right now, and my kids can sniff me out from a mile away when they want something. Mummy, give me food. Mummy, do this. Mummy, play this with me on my iPad. You know, all that kind of stuff. So who knows how many times I'm going to have to stop start this recording. But I'm going to do my very best to try and get this done in one take. Wish me luck, right? Wish me luck. Let's see how this goes, okay? You know, I'm going to say this to you, but I'm doing this in such a rush. I don't even know what episode number we're up to. I think it's around 93. It could be something like that. I don't know, but I wanted to share with you an untold story today from the last 12 months of business. Who knows what noises they're going to, background noises. I can hear one of my twins laughing and cackling and making some noises. They're probably going to start fighting soon, so who knows what background noises are going to be here. But I wanted to share with you an untold story from my first 12 months of business that I haven't actually really shared. And a story of something that is unfolding as we speak right now. So I'm going to not beat around the bush as best as I can today. I'm going to get straight to the point with this. But I just wanted to first, before we do that, just send love and light to every single human being that's listening to this podcast, but that is out there on the planet right now. Because, you know, we are going through, without a doubt, what on the surface appears to be a very challenging time. Challenging in terms of health, but also equally, if not more, in my opinion, economically challenging as well, which is going to continue to unfold. So, you know, at the time of recording this, you know, oh God, tens of thousands, like hundreds of thousands of people really in Australia anyway, are losing their jobs. Businesses are folding, people are closing their doors, a whole lot of stuff is going on. It really is a very unique time in history right now, and it's incredible to be sitting back and witnessing and seeing what's going on. And I do so with a place of immense gratitude for the life that I have, the business I've been able to create, and immense respect and love for all of those people that are going through it intensely at the moment. So I just wanted to really just throw that out there first, and just, you know, I've been doing healing meditations every morning. I have been connecting deeply in with my heart chakra and really opening up to just ensure that for me, that I am building a strong emotional immunity right now, because I believe that the emotional immunity, the energetic immunity, is actually more so, again, if not more important than the physical, because it's our emotional and energetic immunity that actually dictates our physical immunity. So I've been really connecting with that and just sending out eons of love to heal the world right now. So I just wanted to offer that up to everyone, everyone today. So let's go here. All right. Let me share with you, for those of you who've been listening for long enough, who knows where you are, you might have just joined the podcast and this is the first episode you're listening to. So this might not be new to you, but I started the Manifesting Mums in August of 2018, basically just as a free Facebook group and a podcast that launched not long after that. And here we are now, some 18 months later, and the podcast is still going strong, getting very close to 100 episodes. But when it came to the business side of things, it took me a while to get things off the ground. Like so many people that want to start a business, I had all the fears, I had all the uncertainty, I had all the, you know, voices in my head that were telling me I wasn't good enough, that I couldn't do it, that it was going to be too hard, that the dream that I held to have a six-figure business in my first year was just absolute BS. Like, Gemma, what are you actually thinking? Seriously? As if you can actually do this, please get a grip on yourself, right? They were the thoughts that were going through my head. But in March of 2019, I threw everything in and I launched my coaching business. And 12 months later, you know, my business settled on just over $120,000 in revenue. And it is now, at the time of recording this, I think it's the 26th of March, okay? And as of today, my business has done over $200,000 in sales. Like, my business has actually exploded in the last sort of 6 weeks, particularly. I mean, and since December, it's really exploded. But I want to let you know that there was a catalyst to this that caused my business to change and do some things very differently that then led to the effective explosion that happened, okay? And I want to just share this story with you because I haven't shared this story with you, and I'm going to get vulnerable with you. I'm going to tell you why I haven't shared this story with you, okay? So let me show you the story, and then I'll go into the detail and let you know why I haven't shared this story up until now, okay? So in, I think it was October of last year, my God, I can't even remember the date, October last year. So I launched my coaching business in March last year. I sold out my one-to-one coaching very quickly, and then I launched my first group program in the middle of the year, okay? I launched a program called You're Worth the Wealth, which was all about helping people build their self-worth so that they could increase their financial worth, okay? And that program was really great. I launched that program, and I also launched another program at the time called Aligned and Abundant, which also did quite well too. And that launched in total, I made somewhere around about $40,000, I think it was. I can't remember. So it was for a first launch, it was absolutely incredible. But I'm a big dreamer, right? I'm a big dreamer. I wanted more. I definitely wanted more. And, that launch I did, I mean, I predominantly threw it out to my existing community. I did put some money behind Facebook ads too. I don't really know that Facebook ads did that well. But nonetheless, I took inspired action. I took what felt right to me at the time, okay? And the program did well, and the people that were, the students in that program did well too, which is really, really important to me also, that my students get value, that they get results, and they did. Fast forward to October, and I decided that I was going to relaunch the program Aligned and Abundant, which was a lower cost program, okay? It was sort of like a $500 program. And I had a dream that it was going to be a $50,000 launch. I'd set the intention in my head that it was going to be a $50,000 launch. And so I decided I was going to throw everything behind this. I was going to throw my energy behind this, and I was also going to throw money behind this. And even though my business had been doing well up until that point, you know, I had been reinvesting a lot of that money. I had not been drawing much of an income, sort of sporadic income, but I'd been reinvesting a lot of money. And so I didn't have, like, I'd been doing, you know, programs to work on me, to build my skill set, you know, both on an energetic and mindset level, but also on a practical level in business. But what I had there, I was like, you know what, I'm going to hire some staff. I hired a Facebook ads manager. I hired an online business manager. Okay. And I was like, I'm throwing money behind Facebook ads. I'm doing this. This is going to be a $50,000 launch. Easy. In fact, let's do more. It's going to be more than this. I'm so, like, so there. And so I'm very big on inspired action. So I'm taking inspired action. I'm pulling things together. It was very quick. Everything was thrown together very quick. I had not done a lot of planning. And then I came to me that I needed to do some deep healing work. It's like, right, okay, this is what's going to help me to unlock this $50,000 launch. So I had some RTT. I reached out to a fellow RTT practitioner. In very desperate, I was very like, oh God, this has got to happen. It's got to happen really quickly. I've got to do this healing work before the launch. And I did. And I did some deep healing work. I did some very deep healing work. I healed on the deepest level some very, very deep and painful issues, particularly around trust. Okay? Particularly around trust. And I did this all around the same time that I was starting to launch. I had some webinars that I was doing, all of the stuff that I was doing, okay, ready to show up. I had podcast episodes recorded. I was working with my online business manager. I had Facebook ads manager also doing things. There was shit going everywhere. I want to tell you, it was shit going everywhere, and it was slapped together. And then everything started to unravel. Desperately. badly, in the worst way possible. Nothing was coming together. My Facebook ads were not converting well at all, and I just couldn't seem to get any change there. My energy was completely misaligned. I started to fall into a depression because a lot of the healing work I did actually brought back a lot of the emotional experience that I had gone through losing my mum. And it was at that time that I was doing that deep healing work, and the practitioner that I was working with, that she pointed out to me that I had been through such severe trauma as a child, and that it was no surprise that I was here. And it was when she said those words to me that it was the first time that I actually connected with the fact that I'd been through some sort of trauma. It's like, oh, I just thought I'd had a hard time. I lost my mum and that was difficult, not having gone through trauma. But that really unlocked this pain inside of me that was quite full on. And my energy was all over the place, and it showed. It showed in what was coming to me. And everything unraveled for that launch. And I got nowhere near the $50,000. In fact, I barely covered my costs that I had invested into Facebook Ads Manager, Facebook Ads, Online Business Manager, all of it. In fact, I don't think I made much more than $12,000 in that launch. And as I said, I spent close to that. I was demoralized, I have to tell you. I was ready to throw it in. And I felt like an absolute failure because here I was as the manifesting mum. And I felt like if I was the manifesting mum, I had to show people how to manifest. And here I was not manifesting what I want. I was manifesting exactly what I didn't want. I was manifesting failure. I was manifesting the complete opposite of what I had set my intention on. I know what it's like to set goals and not achieve them. I know what it's like to set an intention and it doesn't manifest. And for me, it was exacerbated. The discomfort, the feeling of failure was exacerbated by the fact that I was the manifesting mum. I am the manifesting mum. Like, I should be just manifesting this stuff. This should be easy for me. That was the story that was going through my head. Compound that with the trauma that I was experiencing in the healing work I was doing, I felt lost. I felt completely lost. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to move forward. I didn't know how I was going to hit my six-figure goal for the year. I had no idea. And I felt like I was spinning in a downward spiral and I didn't know how to turn the ship around. And my husband, who's incredibly supportive, could see all of this happening. And I'm sure there was an element of frustration from him too because he knows how capable I am. You know, he knows how incredible I am at what I do, but it was just not happening. And I felt powerless to change it. And so I had to surrender. And I had to unravel and unpick what felt like the mess that I'd got myself into. And I had to completely consolidate. I had to stop everything, Facebook ads off, because I had a contract with the lady. I was like, it wasn't just the launch. It was then we were going to go into list building. We were going to do all these things. And I just had to say, I can't do this. This is not happening. I was wrong. I was not ready. I had to take full responsibility and stop. And I had to go within. And boy, did I go within. I went right within. I meditated and cried. And I cried for the child inside me that felt so broken. I cried because I felt like a failure. I cried daily. And I did very little. I just went inside myself and I just constantly asked God for guidance. Show me, help me, support me. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to move forward in this. And it was in that moment of complete surrender that I realized because I know the concepts of manifesting, but I experienced the power in handing over the how and learning how to trust myself again. Because I didn't realize up until doing that deep work that I didn't trust myself at all. And that was showing. I trusted other people around me, but I didn't trust myself. And doing that deep healing work and going within and shedding all of that and offering it up led to one of the most monumental breakthroughs in my life, but also in my business career. It was from that point that when I surrendered to not knowing how, that the how started to come to me. Because it was at that time, I remember, because I did a 4-week coaching program with the RT practitioner that I sometimes work with. And it was at the end, after we unlocked, that was the end of that 4-week program that, and it makes me emotional because I just think what a gift it was, in the pain of what it was, what a gift it was. In times of complete uncertainty within myself, I was gifted the methodology that I now am able to teach my clients. I was gifted what I now call the Soulful Success Method, which is the method that I teach to all of my clients right now. I was gifted the clear line and direction that said, Gemma, reflect upon your life, like reflect upon your business. What's allowed you to get to this point? Like, look at all the different components of what has allowed you to come here, all the different elements of work that you've done. And it appeared in my mind so clearly. And because I had now learned how to trust myself, I realized that that was my way forward. And everything unlocked from there. The people I needed to work with, the messages that needed to come to me, how I was supposed to show up. And that was all in November. So October that started to happen. And my coaching was supposed to be a 4-week program, but it stretched out because I was in depression. So I was like, I just couldn't. I was trying to manage a launch, a family, everything like that. And I was depressed. So what was supposed to be a 28-day program blew out to about a 6 to 7 week program. So by the time I circled back around to have my final session, I had this whole methodology, the Soulful Success Method, had come to me. When I offered it up to the coach I was working with, she was blown away and she said to me, this is a $1 million idea. And can I tell you that that idea unto itself right now, as it stands right now, has generated me since December. I think I'm now somewhere close to over $100,000 in sales, since December, that one idea. And I'm so aligned to it and it's mine and it feels incredible. And I get to share that with everybody now that chooses to work with me. I just want you to know what it's like to have these big dreams and for things to not be going the way that you want. But I now also know the divine plan that is there. When you are clear on what you want, I can speak to you from utmost knowing and experiencing that the divine plan is unfolding exactly as it should be so that you can experience what you need to grow and evolve to meet the dream. And that's exactly what happened to me. And I want to just tell you right now as it stands, because I'm sort of most of the way through the launch for the Soulful Success Mastermind. As it stands right now, I've lost count. I think I'm at 18. Are we at 18? I am. 18 beautiful women have come into the Soulful Success Mastermind. And this launch already, I've got my $50,000 launch. In fact, the launch is actually more than that. Where I'm in the 60s now. This is a $60,000 launch. It is not only a $60,000 launch, and it will be more than that by the time I close the doors in a couple of weeks. But I've actually been able to hit that original goal, that $50,000 launch, in the middle of everything that's going on in the world right now. As everything outside looks like it's imploding, I have women that are coming to me and saying, I want to work with you and I am ready to invest in myself and trust myself, even despite what is going on right now. You know, which is just such a testament to the courage that these women have. And I know what that feels like because I did that last year. I mean, I invested in a coach. You know, I've just all that I just shared with you. I shared all that with you. You know, my launch flopped. You know, I barely covered my costs. I had not a lot of money sitting in my account at that point in time, and I made a decision to invest $20,000 into a coach. $20,000 I did not have into a coach because I was divinely guided and called to work with her. And the thing is she and I haven't even unlocked. Like, I know, like, she has been there and held space for me and helped me without a doubt. But it was actually making that commitment and trusting myself that caused me to rise up in my business that allowed me to create what I created. My results are my responsibility. They're not my coach's. She hasn't done this for me. I have done it for myself. She stood beside me, patted me on the back, helped lift me up when I felt like I couldn't do it. But she hasn't done this for me. No coach can do that for you. But when you practice deeply trusting yourself, that's when the miracles start to happen. And that's one of the pillars. I've got 6 pillars of my Soulful Success Method, and learning to trust yourself is absolutely one of the key pillars that I help women with the Soulful Success Method, whether that's one-to-one coaching or in the mastermind. Now, I'm booked out one-to-one coaching, so the mastermind is the only avenue that people can work with me right now. So I wanted to share that story with you. I wanted to let you know that I have been on those bumpy roads. It was not a linear journey for me to go from zero to $120,000. I've experienced the highs. I've experienced the depths of the lows. And I'm also experiencing one of the most monumental highs in my business right now, whilst the world is in one of what appears to be one of the depths of its lows too. I know how now to manifest in uncertain times. I know what that feels like. I know how to do that. And I don't just know it. I've integrated. I've practiced it. And I'm excited to share that with other people too. But I want you to hear me on this. I get it. I get what it's like to be sitting there now with everything going on thinking, that's it. No, I'm not going to reach where I want to go. And even though my experience last year wasn't the external circumstances that I'm having right now, it was an internal implosion of mammoth proportions. And I was still able to work through what I needed to work through so that I could go on to create. There is absolute hope. And it doesn't come from hope, it comes from faith. I stayed steadfast to my vision, even though I didn't know how it was going to happen. And I trusted myself for the first time in my life. And the moment that I started trusting myself, everything shifted on the biggest level ever. You know, it was my Soulful Success Method that helped me to get where I am today. Over $200,000 in sales in 13 months in my business, less than 13 months. So I just wanted to share that story with you. I wanted to be somewhat vulnerable with you today and just really open up and let you know, because I don't want you to think, you know, when I share posts and stories about, you know, hey, look what the results that I've gotten, this is it, that it was not a linear journey. It was not at all. But that those circles and those roundabouts and those jarring moments taught me some of the most profound lessons that have allowed me to go on to create what I've created today and will continue to allow me. And there will continue to be lessons. There will continue to be moments without a doubt. But I know what it's like to set goals and not achieve them. But I also know what it's like to set goals and achieve them. I know what it's like to set intentions and manifest them, regardless of what is going on outside of us. So thank you, ladies, for joining me. I managed to do this episode without interrupting, but I can hear the kids getting restless. We're going to go and get a coffee and probably a milkshake and do a few things like that to break up the morning right now. But I just want to thank you for joining me for today's episode, for allowing me the space to be vulnerable and share. I'd love to hear from you on Instagram. You know, head on to the DMs or head over to Instagram stories and just let me know, you know, what resonated with you about this episode. And if you are someone right now, because a lot of ladies that have been joining the mastermind have been saying to me, Gemma, I feel like I'm on the edge of a cliff right now, and I either jump and trust that I can fly, or I just go back to what I was doing before, and I don't want to go back anymore. I'm ready to fly. So if you feel like that, if that feels like you, then I would love nothing more than to spend an hour with you and just get to know you better, understand your current situation, like see where you're at, where do you want to be, and to help you to create a path to get there. And if I truly feel like the mastermind is something that can help you, then I'll share how that works. And perhaps we can work together and I can help you to grow on to create your own version of soulful success, whatever that looks like. So if that is you and you want to do that, you can head to themanifestingmums.com/soulful, S-O-U-L-F-U-L, and you can book a time to speak with me. This is going to be the only time that I run the mastermind in 2020. I was originally going to run it twice, but I've decided to run it once because of the intense level of support that I offer the people in the mastermind. I want to give everything to these ladies this year. They're going to get my all. It's an intimate experience. It's a maximum 25 ladies so that I can offer that level of support. So this will be the one and only time that the mastermind is available in 2020. Doors will not open again until 2021. So, you know, if you are craving that support, if you are craving someone who's walked it and not just the good stuff, but also walked the bad stuff, if you're craving the support of someone that knows how to support other women to create their dreams, even when the shit is hitting the fan, then please reach out to me and let's chat, okay? You have a beautiful day, ladies, and I'll see you on the very next episode, okay?